Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Priscilla Baldwin, president of the Library Foundation of Martin County. The foundation's 20th edition of Book Mania will take place on Saturday, March 8th at the Wanda Yarborough Performing Arts Center of Martin County High School. This free event features panel discussions, readings, book signings with nationally recognized authors. Priscilla, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Well, thank you. It is very special to be here, Drew.
Set the scene for me. When someone shows up at Book Mania and they walk in, what do they see?
They are going to see lots of books. We are going to be able to sell books. Barnes & Nobles is partnering with us, giving a discount. You will have all the authors' books that will be there, and not only the one that they are going to be talking about during the day, but a couple of their others as well. So that will be nice. And then you're going to see a number of people. We could have upwards of 3,000 people attending, and there will be a tremendous excitement of people who really love reading and possibly like the idea of writing themselves.
How many authors will you feature?
I believe at this point we have 12 authors, and we have two panels in the morning. We start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we have a fiction panel. After the fiction panel, we will have a nonfiction kind of memoirs panel. And this year, after our two panels in the morning, we are going to have a special panel. We have a writer's workshop, which is called Fast Track to Publishing Success. So this will be of interest to people who not only are listening to what authors have done on the panel to come up with ideas to write their book, but possibly how to be able to publish their own. And then in the afternoon, we have two keynote speakers. Our first is Tom Clavin, with his new book, The DiMaggios, which are their three brothers, their passion for baseball, their pursuit of the American dream. We think that there might be some men in the audience that would like to stay around after lunch for that. And then we have a second keynote speaker, Rick Kogan, and he's an award-winning journalist from the Chicago Tribune. And then this year, for the very first time, we are having a young adult fiction panel. And we have three authors who appeal to this audience.
Do people need to make reservations for any of these presentations?
No. This is a wonderful program because it is free. You simply show up. Now, if you'd like special seating, you can pay $100 and be up front and center.
I'm speaking today with Priscilla Baldwin, president of the Library Foundation of Martin County. Book Mania will be taking place Saturday, March 8th. At Martin County High School. Priscilla, how have libraries in the digital age changed the way they interact with people?
That's a good question. And we are, in fact, educating the public because the people who come into the libraries now see that there are not as many books on the racks. And they say, what's happening? You know, why are we having less? What is happening is that more people would like to be able to read the e-books. But you can take them out from the library, and we have two different ways that you can order books online. It's great. They just come right into your iPad or Nook, whatever it is that you happen to have to use. And then we also, at this point, have DVDs so that you can come and take out movies and television series. So they have really expanded. Therefore, there's a lot more room in the libraries to open the doors to much more interesting programs. We have Idea Labs now so that young people can learn how to do robotic programs. They can learn how to make their own movies. And of course, we have people who come in who don't have computers at home. And we have wonderful groups of them at each one of the library so that people can come in and use them if they need to find jobs, if they want to work on their reading skills, whatever they need to do, it's available there. So the libraries are expanding to help the public in many more ways than what possibly I saw when I was growing up.
I've been speaking today with Priscilla Baldwin with the Library Foundation of Martin County. We'll have a link to their website as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Priscilla, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.